Council was on, you didn't know.
Why are you there?
In consultation with the Shire Training CEO at the time, this is July, August 2021, it was decided that RME, the company or the consulting engineers, would utilise the NEROC version of the asset management plan, since this format was being utilised by some of the other NEROC councils. In relation to roads of regional significance, or 2040 roads, in which the preservation and upgrade of these roads are funded by the state road funds to have the government agreement, it is highly unlikely that any road other than those council roads already listed on the 2040 program will meet the criteria for being considered a 2040 road or road of regional significance. In fact, council already has roads listed on the 2040 program on a historical basis before the new application process was introduced in October 21. That would likely not meet the road count warrant to receive funding and should realistically be removed from the 2040 program. This would likely apply to the Kellaberry New Guinea Road and Lead Road. Lead Road was likely added to the 2020 program in the late 1990s, only due to connecting the Kodji CDH facility directly to the Kellaberry and Bencoven Road South prior to the Kodji Bin facility being closed for drainage services.
And the last question is, what steps have been taken to have Lead Roads included as part of the secondary road freight network owned Project 20? And what advocacy has been done either directly or via NEROC for the revitalisation of agricultural region freight strategy? As it appears, we barely have any roads currently qualified for funding as local access roads, thus not being under budget for regular general maintenance in our long-term financial plan.
Les Road would not meet the criteria for inclusion in the Weepo secondary freight network. The main one being that it must connect to a main roads WA controlled road. The Weepo secondary road network framework funding, technical and steering committees reviewed the WSFN routes in November, December 24, and the number of routes were reduced down from the original 53 as a result of some of them not being considered worthwhile as a WSFN route. With no likelihood of ever receiving this opportunity type of road funding, currently it appears unlikely it will continue past the 26-27 year when the existing funding is fully utilised.
Thank you, Mr. Nichols. Nothing further?
Thank you. All right, we'll carry on to item number 5, applications for and previously. Actually, before I do that, I need to increase the close and have some question time because there is no other questions received. So I will close it at 4:07. Right. So item number 5, applications for and previously approved leave of absence and disclosures of interest. 5.1, applications previously approved, there is none. 5.2, did any council wish to apply for a leave of absence for the next meeting? No? No rules. 5.3, disclosures of interest. We've received one from Councillor McHugh for item 9.3.1, the financial interest. No other disclosures of interest? No. 6, petitions, deputations and presentations. There is none. 7, confirmation of minutes. 7.1, the ordinary meeting of council. The recommendation is there. If I could have a mover, please. Thank you, Councillor Marchant. Somebody to second. Thanks, Councillor Norton. Councillor Marchant, did you wish to speak on those minutes?
No.
Councillor Norton?
No.
Any other councillors wish to speak on those minutes?
No. All those in favour of the recommendation? Nobody against? Carried. 7.2, other committee meetings. The recommendation is there that we confirm that the correct record for the meetings from the 7.3, the Great Eastern Country Zone minutes, 7.4, the minutes of the Great Southern Country Zone, which I believe were sent out to us in error, yeah. But we have received them. 7.5, the Wheatbelt Rail Trail Project Steering Group minutes, and the group minutes. I've had somebody to remove that, please. Thanks, Councillor Barnes. Somebody to second? Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Barnes, do you wish to speak on any of those minutes?
No.
Councillor Harkin, did any other councillors wish to speak on them? All those in favour of the recommendation? Anybody against? No? It's carried. H, announcement by the presiding member without discussion. There is none. 9.1 regulatory services, 9.2 the finance report. If I could have somebody to move the recommendation, please. Councillor Milton. Somebody to second? Councillor Marshall. Councillor Milton, did you wish to speak on them?
No.
Councillor Marshall.
No.
Anybody else wish to speak on that recommendation? All those in favour? No one's against? It's carried. 9.2.2, the monthly financial report for June 2020. I could have somebody to move that recommendation, please. Thank you, Councillor Liz. Somebody to second? Thank you, Councillor Barnes. Councillor Leslie, did you wish to speak on that? Councillor Barnes?
Aye.
Any other councillors wish to speak on that report? All those in favour of the recommendation? There's nobody against? Carried. 9.2.3, the adoption of the 2025-2026 budget. Peter, I will defer to you to speak on this before we go to the recommendation.
As you know, Council, we've had two workshops in relation to the budget documents. Substantial changes made to the first one. The second one, not so much. We just went through each of the items and moved out what we could look at culling in the event that we needed to lose a bit of expenditure to get a balanced budget, which we did. And we've now come back to the document as a balanced budget. I've placed in front of you a small statement showing a few of the items that have been amended with a few savings and then others coming in, so that I'll quickly run through that if you like, but it's pretty self-explanatory and it's as per our discussions at the second workshop.
It's very self-explanatory. Mm. Yeah. No further questions from the council on that new sheet that we've just received. And joking, and I think we've probably moved forward.
Yeah.
Just like to, before we go to the recommendation, thank Peter and our previous acting CEO, John Merrick, and the staff and LG Best Practice for all the work that they put into providing us with all that budget information. And also the two workshops, I think it was really beneficial that we had Rona come up from Perth, from LG Best Practice, and sit with Council to do those workshops and go through it all as a blind item so that we all have the understanding of where we're at. So thank you to the staff for creating that. So we'll go to the recommendation. As you can see, it's quite lengthy, but I don't think we need to address them individually. I think we can just go on the off. Happy with that. So if I could have somebody to move that, please. Thanks, Councillor Harkin. Somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Morton. Councillor Harkin, did you wish to speak on anything in the recommendation?
No, just to sort of second and reiterate what you said in the work that everyone's done to get the budget to balance and cull some items and look at some items to be a bit more effective. So no, it's very well done.
Councillor Norton, did you wish anything? No. Any other councillors wish to speak on that recommendation? No. All those in favour of the recommendation? There's nobody against, so it's carried. 9.2.4, the interim board results from the end of the 30th of June. Peter, would you like to speak on this before we go to the motion?
Yes, they sent through this this letter with the four comments that they made in relation to a few items that they wanted to get a bit of an explanation on, which I sat down with the senior finance officer and manager of corporate services, and we went through and we sent an explanation in, which they've accepted, which then led to them sending out the confirmation that the interim audit has been completed, and this will then form part of the final annual audit when they do it early in this new financial year. Some of the stuff they raise is, they raise it at a lot of the small councils because you just simply can't have separation because you don't have enough staff around. You know, some places might have thousands of finance people and you can have different people doing different things and those, but in a small office like this, it's very difficult to have those separation powers. So we do it to the best of our ability, but it can't always be to their satisfaction because of that particular reason.
Mm-hmm. And I think it should be noted to councillors that receiving only four coming back is pretty good. Four findings, especially in years gone by, we've had a lot more people. So it's a credit to the staff, past and present, that we've got down to four and then only moderate findings. And hopefully next year we'll be able to get back to maybe one. Taking on board what Peter said, that the staff that we have, it's very hard sometimes to separate their minds of what they're doing. So I think we should all be fairly happy with that outcome. So if I could have somebody to move that, please. Councillor Marchant, somebody to second. Thanks, Councillor Marchant. Councillor Marchant, do you wish to speak? Councillor McKee?
No, I was just basically, yeah, thanks to the staff for putting a lot of time and effort into making sure that it does.
Any other councillors wish to speak on it?
Yeah.
All those in favour of the recommendation? Is there anybody against for that? 9.2.5, the Audit Committee name change and appointment of an independent presiding member of the Audit Risk and Improvement Commission. Peter, last year.
Yes, the Amendment Act was proclaimed in, December 2024, which required the Audit Committee name change. They have to fluff it up like this, but they see necessary. You can simply change the... what the purpose of the committee rather than necessarily having the name change, but they seem that it's necessary to do this. And I guess from results of other local governments around the place where there's been a few things that have not been done right, they like an independent chairperson to be appointed. If we're going to appoint a deputy chairperson, that person has to be independent as well. So, given that we've got all of our councillors part of the audit committee, then all we really need to do is start with an independent chairperson. The person that I've put forward for recommendation is a former president of training, former CEO of the Shire, has been at another Shire for a number of years, has since resigned from local government and is working with a consultancy firm out of Bruce Rock, and is pretty keen to be involved.
Excellent. Okay, we'll go to the recommendation. If I can have somebody to move that, please. Councillor Barnes, are you happy to second? Councillor McKee?
Yes.
Councillor Barnes, do you wish to speak on that recommendation? No. Councillor McKee?
No, I would just like to think that, at least we're actually like in someone else's sort of radar, if you know what I mean, like pointing to Gippsland as well. So
yeah.
Especially for a former resident and also someone that has actually been a part of a CEO position for a long time. So I think it's good.
Good understanding of what we're
doing. Yeah.
Yeah. Any other councillors wish to speak on that? Move to the motion. Those in favour of the recommendation? There is no one against that carried. 9.3, Chief Executive Officer. 9.3.1, the Common Seal to the Medical Service Agreement. Well, thank you. Thank you, Councillor McHugh. Councillor McHugh, for the record, is leaving the chamber at 4:19. She's declared a financial interest in this. Very self-explanatory. This one is wanting council to note that the execution of the supply of medical services agreement between the shires of Mount Marshall, Muckamoon, Nungarran Training and Livingston Medical was done on the 27th of May 2025. And number two, we are going to retrospectively approve fixing the common seal to the agreement as signed by the shire president and CEO. We'll go straight to the recommendation. Can we have a mover, please? Thanks, Councillor Milton. We'll have a second. Councillor Leslie. Councillor Milton, do you have any view to add to that? Councillor Leslie. Did any other councillors have any questions or wish to speak on it? Right. We'll go to the motion then. All those in favour of the recommendation? Nobody against, so that is carried 6-0. Martin, can you just let for the record, we'll note that Councillor McHugh returned to chambers at 4:20 p.m. Councillor McHugh's recommendation is carried 6-0.
Yeah.
9.3.2, approval of the CEO and the appointment of the acting CEO. Once again, fairly self-explanatory. I don't think we need to go through anything so listed here. If we could just have a mover for that recommendation, please. Councillor Barnes, seconder. Councillor Barnes, did you need to speak on that?
Are we all knew this was coming?
Councillor Martin?
No.
Any other councillors wish to speak on this item?
I'd just like to thank Glenn for stepping up as well for like helping cover. So,
right. There's nothing further. We'll go into the motion. All those in favour of the recommendation? There's nobody against, so that is carried. 9.3.3. Change of meeting dates for September and October. Comment there from the CEO as to why we're requesting the changes. We'll just go straight to the recommendation, I think. If I have somebody to move that. Councillor Norton. Somebody to second. Councillor Norton, did you? Councillor Barnes. Any other councillors? We should speak on it. All those in favour of the recommendation? There is no one against, so it is carried. 9.3.4, the Walder Convention. Everyone's favourite law of the year. I'll let Pete speak to this before we go into the recommendation.
I mean, I know I've been out of the industry for a couple of years and just wanted my way back in, but I was very disappointed when I read the program for the convention, because it used to be something that you looked forward to going to, not only from a networking perspective, but you know, you get some good keynote speakers and these sorts of things. Whereas, you know, they haven't mentioned anything really on the program to date, given that it's only a bit over a month away. It seems ridiculous that they haven't got it finalised, and we already have a number of councillors that can't attend for one reason or another, and I just wonder whether there's any value in there in council, you know, spending $10,000 to $12,000 to go down and participate just for the sake of it, rather than getting something that, you know, quite concrete out of it, because they could return and it'll help advance the shire in some way, shape or form. So.
Yeah, and I can just add to Pete's comments that him and I have had a discussion about this, and we both feel very similar in that they've not released any keynote speakers at this point in time. We don't want people to register, and the costs have gone up quite significantly for the registrations. and going on the last couple of, I wasn't there last year, but the previous one, I didn't think the calibre of speakers and the breakout sessions was hugely relevant to a lot of us out here in the country shires, very city-centric. So I am of the opinion that perhaps we won't send anybody this year, and hopefully next year is bigger and better, and they take on board that they probably need to have, when they put out their program, they need to tell you who the speakers are and what the breakout sessions are, so you can make a good informed decision of if your council is going to attend or not. And the only other thing I'll just say on this, which I meant to mention before, is that Councillor McHugh is actually our deputy delegate for the Great Eastern Country Zone, and not Councillor Marchant as. So, in light of that, there's two options put up for the recommendation. I will call for the mover, and when you move, can you please tell me which one you're going to be moving? So, with that, I will go to the motion and call for a mover, please. Councillor Harkin.
Yeah, I call for the mover to not attend this year if it's not really going to have any sort of development or any beneficial for us.
Do we have a councillor that would second that?
Yeah.
Morton? Councillor Norton, did you wish to speak on it at all?
Oh, just going off last year, I don't think we got a great deal out of it that you could bring back to the Shire. It was good for networking and maybe a couple of small snippets, but other than that, no great value. And if there's nothing on the, they haven't got anything set in stone yet, then what is there going to be? So.
Any other councillors wish to speak on it?
So, I mean, with the way that it is run, has it been brought up to their attention that we are not going to be attending due to that reason? And is it just us, or is it other shires that also feel the same? If you've got any other ideas about, you know, what you've heard, I guess, around the place?
I believe that there will be other shires that feel similar to us, but there's been nothing concrete in the program. And whilst I was in Canberra, I did have an opportunity to speak with the president of Volga and had quite a long conversation about the convention and just my thoughts, not my council's thoughts. I just want to make that clear, my thoughts on where I thought it should proceed in the future and how it could benefit country shires more than it has. This is her last year as president, so obviously it will be something that will be taken up with the incoming person, but I think we're not alone in our line of thinking, and that potentially there could be change if there's enough people that are on board. There's nothing further. I'll go to the vote. For those in favour of the recommendation, no one against, so that carries. 9.4 Shire President's Report. Not so busy this month, but obviously being to Canberra for the National General Assembly as the New York President, not as my own Shire President, but obviously advocating for things within our region. It was really great that I was able to work with members of the Rural Health Alliance from the Shire of Nowanga up in the Shire of Lake Grace. I attended all the meetings that have been set up with people from the government and relevant medical, health lines group. I felt that our voice was heard, that we did get some traction, and the motion that was put up by the Shire of Lake Grace was unanimously accepted at the AGM. So that was really good. There was no debate on it. Just accepted that local governments need more funding from the federals to assist with having been paid in their areas. So that was really good. I have got some information that I'll share with you all during the forum. And we are working from a New York perspective that we're hoping that we're going to join that alliance as the seven shires in New York. So that would be really good. Also met with some representatives from DAF about the issue having to raise out of life sheep. Very mixed, the reactions that we had from there, and I'm sure you're all aware the package was announced yesterday. There's obviously no area there for local governments to apply for funding. Fixed the processes and producers and people that are in the business of shearing and trucking mainly at this point in time. A little bit of light at the end of the tunnel that maybe in the second tranche there might be something there that groups might be able to look at. They've got something that's going to diversify the economy from the mess of the live sheep within your area. But yeah, that wasn't as positive as the Rural Health Alliance meetings. ALGA itself, very interesting. So very city-centric, some very interesting motions that got put up across the board that, yeah, some of them were quite outrageous. I don't know how they even got that far. But a very similar event to Wonga, but on a bigger national scale. And it was very cold in Canberra. Very cold. yeah, and then just a special executive meeting for the zone. So other than that, I haven't been as busy this month, which is good. Item number 10, new business of an urgent nature, there is none. Item number 11, matters for which the meeting may be closed. 11.1, the training and district sporting club temporary closure. So, Ms. Nippers, we're going to work on the closure of the chambers and thank you for attending. I could have a member of Council Jury that will go behind closed doors, thank you, Council Marchant. Second, thank you. All in favour of that? At 4:31. If I can have somebody to move that we come out of the doors, thank you. Councillor Marchant, move for seconds. All those in favour. And with no further business, I will declare the meeting closed at 4:44. Thank you, everybody, for your input and attention.